I like to hike in the mountains around where I live. These are coastal forests, and now in November, after several rains, there is lots of green growth that there hasn't been for quite a while because of the long, dry summer and drought. So, hiking on the tops of what seem to be bare rocks, several months and weeks ago, all of a sudden, there sprang up a forest, so to speak, of ferns on each rock. First, they were tiny, about the size of a fingernail. And now, in less than a month, some of them are 1.5 to 2 feet. And it's almost like a carpet of ferns covering the top of large boulders that are 1 to 2 feet in diameter, some of them larger than that, all along the side of the road and paths that I have been walking in. Also, in the midst of the forest floor, which is covered by fallen leaves and other forest debris, there are mushrooms springing up, appearing, many different forms of mushrooms. Of course, as we examine this more closely, we know that the mushrooms are just the fruiting body of a large network of fungal rhizomes that exist underneath the earth all the time, and with the increased amount of moisture and literal soakings of several weeks of on and off rain, and with other appropriate nutrients of rotting leaves and so forth, these under the ground networks that are there most of the time are bringing forth their fruit that we see called mushrooms. I bring this up because in many ways this is a helpful analogy for understanding the processes of our life. according to circumstances and conditions, some of which we know a little bit about, many of which we don't know at all. According to circumstances and conditions, all sorts of fruiting bodies appear as our life. Whether it's in the form of our reactions to conditions or the various conditions that occur in this physical, mental realm that is our life, in this physical, mental realm that is me, that is others, that is people, that is the whole universe that we live. Now, I don't want to stretch this analogy too much for us to begin thinking that there's somewhere else for us to go look for the equivalent of under the ground network of rhizomes, fungus, etc. We don't need to stretch the analogy to that extent, even though in some ways, in Buddhist tradition, this mystery, this dark mystery that is manifested this moment as our life, has sometimes been explained in that way using images of various forms of consciousness, alaya vijnana, alaya consciousness, in which there is seeds, a seed storehouse that begin to come to fruition given the right conditions, circumstances, events, behavior by us, actions and reactions. And those are useful images in the Buddhist tradition and help us to further explicate aspects such as Indra's net and this interdependent interbeing that is our life. But we don't have to go to that at this moment, because that will distract us if we want to start getting caught up in thinking about it and figuring it out and all the rest of that. Distract us by taking away the need to be right here, to be our practice life right now, instead of trying to figure out where did this come from, why did this come, what happened, what do I have to do in that mysterious realm. We don't have to do anything in any other realm except right here, right now. Right here, right now is where our practice life is, and if we want to say it, we can also say that whatever we do right here, right now, extends in myriad directions, in myriad realms, known and unknown. Just as the moisture that touches the ground extends in all directions and results in fruiting bodies of mushrooms and so forth. In similar sense, our zazen, our smile in greeting the next person, our bowing when we meet someone, our atonement when we notice harmful actions we've done, our all sorts of practice realms, if I use that word, all sorts of activities, our doing good for others, doing good, our living the precepts and bodhisattva vow, is what extends to myriad realms and gives rise to the Buddhas that we encounter in myriad realms. That's what we need to attend to here now, living fully this moment, dying fully this moment, so that we can do what's appropriate, what's skillful, what's called for, whether it's our zazen practice in myriad ways, whether it's appreciating the food we eat, the people that speak to us, the various beings that make our life possible from morning to night, the clothes that we wear, the water that nurtures us. All of those are where our practice is, all of those efforts. And those efforts extend in myriad directions through, if I'll use the analogy, myriad fungal networks and rhizomes, most of which we cannot see and need not see and need not figure out or even know about, but which give rise to the fruits of practice, which is this life opportunity to truly be who we are, to truly live a bodhisattva life of serving and responding, of taking care and healing this moment universe, in saying good morning, in smiling, whether we smile to the next person or simply smile for ourselves, in thank you, in listening, in, and you can go on in your life. What is the bodhisattvic action of this moment for you to put forth the nurturing moisture and other aspects that will nurture this universe, Buddha life? Please do that, so that this very moment, as is, can be the Buddha land that your life is. It already is so, and yet it needs to be so for you and all beings that share this life with you. Thank you.